thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules. Wow, it's 2020. And new beginnings, clarity, new energetic studies, new energy healing institutes, new concepts of humanity, who we are, and how we're relating to each other. And this is Lynn, Mystic Healer, on Spiritual Emergency Training on BBS Radio, Station 1. And this, wanted to let people know this replay also is on a YouTube, so you can share YouTubes. It's Spiritual Emergency Training, BBS Radio, and Station 1. With the number one, and you can Google it and share the YouTubes with all kinds of contacts and information of how we can help shift the paradigm systems that are related to evil or, you know, dark and suppression and oligarchic master manipulation for the top 1% while the planet and the people are dying and suffering. So, and today I have Andy Miller. He's been working with computers and doing programming since 1973, and he's here today, too, to help shine the light on what we can do to bring in the legislation that really honors the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag that all of the U.S. and worldwide, you know, that we pledge allegiance to the flag. We're going to open this New Year's with this. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, love, right? God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. So we're talking about liberty and justice for all and a nation under God to a world under God within each person. So how to love one another, actually be paid for it and get the new processes and programs, and the Constitution, how it ties into the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and U.S. Declaration of Human Rights. So welcome, Andy. Let's get this legislation into why we have to do the impeachment, because when you bring up the Impeachment University and impeach.org, everyone, impeach.org, I was like 30 different huge partnerships groups. It brings in the new reality of moral, ethical legislation that we really gives everyone freedom and justice for all. So welcome, Andy. What do you have to say? How can we get more social media support and shift the paradigm programs of the propaganda so people come together and focus on what we want to manifest together and bring in the new earth, loving, caring, sharing, green projects and programs? So welcome. Well, how can we do this, Andy?
One sentence answer. Everybody recognize that we're all basically the same. We all have the same basic needs, and don't let power politicians threaten you and scare you by saying somebody else just like you is going to take your stuff away so that they can get you to donate money to their political success. Just remember, it's not us versus us. It's us versus injustice. We're all on the same team. I don't care what team jersey you wear, we're all on the same human team.
Yeah, they have
short.
Yeah, and let's go on further, though, how important that is now, because, excuse me, this cold's been pretty tough. That we're all red, yellow, black, and white, that we're all have the same basic needs. Whoa! And,
well, you know, here in the Chicago area, they have something they call the Rainbow Coalition that was started by Jesse Jackson years ago, and the idea, the word rainbow was to signify just not red, yellow, green, but the entire rainbow of skin pigmentations. We're all human. We all have the same DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have freckles. Some of us have acne, but basically we're the same. A little bit of flavor frosting on the cake.
And then go into the part about online. You can prove now too with all the psychology, evolving consciousness groups. Go to evolving consciousness programs and groups, and see the truth about the science and spirituality. There's Nassim Haryem has the physics of spirituality. There's spirituality. Excuse me, health groups.
Well, I think that anyone who is interested in improvement of self and other can find a whole bunch of resources, everything from scientific to spiritual to mystical to religious, and all these people are pursuing essentially the same path. They're using different languages. Mm. Some of the religions are using some really dogmatic, esoteric phrases. Some of the sciences are using some really complicated words. The behavioral scientists have their own way of looking at things. The spiritualists have their own way of looking at things. But these are all paths. They're all paths to the same basic truth of existence. There's, it's a universe that has rules. And the rules are pretty simple and straightforward. There's only a few basic rules to the universe. We've created, sometimes through necessity, sometimes through evolution, sometimes by accident, we've created complex ways of expressing them. But when you look at the rules, they're really simple rules. You can debate whether there's three or four or five rules, but there's just a small set of stuff upon which everything is built. And it behaves in ways we all know. We've just been told that those other people over there that learned it a different way are not the right way because you're supposed to learn it our way, and that's not really true. They're just infinite diversity and infinite combination, to borrow from an old science fiction paradigm. Infinite diversity and infinite combination. The recombination of all these simple parts is what makes a beautiful piece of art. We're just basic building blocks all recombined in different ways and use different words. And some people have very poetic passages from the Bible to use to explain their existence. Other people have very thick volumes of science books to explain theirs. Some people and walk through a garden and use plants to explain their existence, but it's the same basic building blocks wherever you go. And if you break down the barriers between them, if you break down the language barrier and listen to what other languages are and do a little, like learning Spanish, only if you listen to the way other people talk and think, you'll find really it's very similar to what you talked and think. There are forces afoot who want to maintain power and control by making you afraid of what you're not familiar with. And I say, heck with that, embrace what you're not familiar with, because really it's basically the same stuff you're already familiar with, it just doesn't look the same. It's like someone wearing a different coat. And when you open up a coat, there's another person underneath, but you got to not be scared of the different coat that you've never seen before. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but also, too, you want to jump in with the importance now of that the answers are within. So any person, red, yellow, black, or white, if they are angry or upset, their answers are inside of them. They might even
I want to address that.
Past life stuff. So these are the individual lessons and what have you, but that's another reason we need these heart and soul community service programs, because the answers are inside each person. And if we don't use that overall, through all the churches and all the mass media, then people don't understand that we need these centers where people go to help them find out who they really are, why they're here, and then get them to work where it's best for them and for us. Go ahead. Everyone.
What I was going to say is, I was going to address the naysayer out there. Why should I bother to make the planet a better place? I'm going to die anyway. Or what's in it for me? And I have an answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
When you react to something as an animal, and you act impulsively and you act violently, you are responding in a way that's out of your control. And invariably, the result of your action not only will not be good for those around you, but won't be good for you. So unless you have a death wish or a desire to harm yourself, it's in your enlightened best interest to pause. If you look at the world stage today, there was a recent military attack, and you will notice those people that were attacked did not immediately retaliate because they are smart enough and wise enough to know it is much better for everyone, including themselves, to pause and take a moment and think about what am I reacting to? What can I control? Because inevitably you can only control yourself. And by pausing and thinking about who you are and what your motives are and what your reasons are, it gives you time to generate a better result, not just for everyone else, but also for yourself. It's win-win. So it's in your best interest to pause and consider. And then you derive a reaction that's beneficial to you and those around you instead of acting impulsively and regretting it later.
Well, that's that whole thing about, oh, there's always been war, so you got to teach war. No, no, no. We have internet, cell phones, language apps. You learn to talk to people and learn to find out their answers are inside of them. They need to find work, too. They need to find out where they belong so that they can heal and go into, you know, helping with the people that and projects that they came that aren't in the top-down programming of the oligarchs. You know, we really have to look at this. Like, you know, hey, everyone has, you know, this divine soul purpose. It's always creative, you know, and it's exciting to be a part and around that energy of it. And so we really want to accentuate that the answers are inside each person. We need the, you know, healing art centers where people go, get healing, trauma healing, find out who they are, and then be able to give them new projects and programs that really resonate for them, where they go, yeah, you know, that's where they belong, you know, cleaning up land, sea, water, air, you know, ocean, whatever. But, you know, the truth is, and that's where the churches come in and internet, because we have to get it so people understand this is a house in the multiverse, planet Earth, okay, mother to all of us, mother. I mean, we have to take care of mother, all red, yellow, black, and white. We can't have the top oligarchs having this fight anymore with computerized programs, with robotic warfare that can all be hacked. I mean, mean, vicious, biochemical, nuclear, toxic programs where, you know, they can, I mean, really horrible transhuman super soldiers and, I mean, weapon systems that are, you know, insane. You know, I mean, we can't keep allowing the war games to go on. We should be playing. Go to Charter for Compassion and .org and look it up. They have compassion games. You know, why aren't we teaching compassion games? Or unify.org or, you know, the shift network.com and humanitiesteam.org. I mean, why aren't we teaming up with, you know, the shifters on the planet of consciousness for new education and all the green jobs necessary, you know, renewable energy jobs, you know, zero-point energies and new technology for environmental cleanup. And, you know, I mean, why, what is, go, what, how dare, you know, any,
well,
you
know. Well,
you know
what, Lynn? I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I've played a lot of computer games for many years, and except for a few, there's nothing inherently wrong with some of the conventional computer games. They do not lead to bad behavior. There's so many things in our lives that are risk factors for bad behavior. If we raise our children properly, this is not an issue. But the other thing I want to say was, when you talk to people and you say you want to be or against war, and they say, well, there's always been war, that's one of those things that is used as a mechanism to avoid an issue. This happens a lot. There may have always been war. That doesn't negate the fact that there, you can make a good, valid argument to work against war, to work stopping war. I'm not a Pollyanna. I don't think I'm going to snap my fingers and all war will disappear tomorrow. But there are clearly steps we can take. There's clearly unnecessary warring, profiteering that is going on that can clearly be remediated. If someone tells me, well, there's always been war, that's my, they're not addressing the topic I'm addressing, whether they're afraid to or don't want to or don't know how to. I'd rather they be honest and say, well, it'll be a terribly difficult thing to get rid of. That's a valid view. Or they're too preoccupied, don't know what they can do. That's another valid, honest thing. But there's clearly a lot of work that can be done to diminish war. And there's no reason not to, as far as I can see. No one's given me a credible reason not to work against it. As long as I tell them, I know that there are places in the world where all they know is force, and it may take quite a bit of time and quite a bit of work and quite a bit of expense to eliminate that war using other conflict resolution techniques, but I happen to think it's worth it. And I happen to know a few techniques that will work in a lot of places. So we take one step at a time and one step at a time. So basically what I'm saying is a lot of these political issues, the wrong question is asked, and so the wrong answer is given. Here's another example. In politics, we talk about health care a lot. Well, you know what? Over the past 5 years, no one's talked about health care hardly at all. They're talking about health insurance or health care costs, but not actual care. That rarely comes up. When people use language, it's important to hear what they're saying, to listen to what they're really saying, and to listen to what they're not saying. So like you say, look within. When you hear something coming at you, listen to what they're saying, listen to what they're really saying, and listen to what they're not saying. And by all means, get more than one source of information, because you'll find that the other sides often have some validity to their concerns. And in order to come up with a solution that works for most people, you have to understand people's basic fears. Not everybody is a fact king. Sometimes they're understandably afraid of what they don't know because their life experience didn't expose them to that. Their view is just as important as the fact kings. If some politician comes out with all these wonky facts that are absolutely perfect, the math is great, that's all well and good if you understand it. But if you don't understand it, there's no catch for you. There has to be the awareness that we're not all factoid geniuses, and that being afraid of stuff is okay. It's part of who we are. And if we're going to craft a consensus opinion on important things, we can't just take into account book smart folks who know all the numbers. We have to also understand what we're afraid of and how we can help people come through what we're afraid of. And when we can do that, then 90% of us will be the biggest power in the planet. The other 10%, I don't know, but you know, most of us will be able to say to these politicians, look, you guys represent us. Here's what we want. Stop dividing us already.
Yes, absolutely. Opinion. Oh, and there's the Alliance of Mayors out there, everyone.org. And now they have, I think, actually County Commissioners Association.
You see, mayors and county folk have to live right in the place where stuff is happening. They don't have the luxury of being off in some capital somewhere where they can have minions and fundraisers and stuff. They have to really, I mean, they live in the neighborhoods. They have people on their doorstep. It's where the you-know-what hits the fan. You know what I mean?
Have you been following any of the, it's called civicaction.org group that the librarians put together for the youth to get more involved in communityrights.org to help too, because these are the new types of why we're doing, you know, the, it's sort of tied to the impeachment university, because, you know, we haven't really had voting, our voting rights have been stripped or gerrymandered or overrun or, you know, and whoever's been writing the legislation that we're supposed to vote on has been all sideswiped. So, you know, we really do have to get our government back and lead the way for, you know, real democracy. And go to Justice Democrats, everyone. Justice Democrats, justicedemocrats.com. They are really doing wonderful, wonderful work. It's the Young Turk Network. TYT Network. And Justice Democrats, justicedemocrats.com, and just feel their truth, you know, because they're part of the realization of why, you know, it kind of tied into justicedemocrats.com are really tied into the reasons we have to do this, are teaching impeachment at Impeachment University, and then these impeachment.org different outreach groups, why they're so critical to bring them together, because you know, the oligarchy has been dividing our
extending beyond
by race, by religion, by genders, and these political divides have to be stopped, because that's, we want the government.
I'm trying to be as nonpartisan as I can, so let me extend it beyond those just only impeachment, because there may be a lot of people who believe impeachment's a distraction. One of the things that these groups, such as the impeachment groups, do is they form coalitions of people who understand that we all have shared issues, whatever they may be, injustice or malfeasance. And so whether your issue is impeachment or maybe you have other issues, it's not the one issue that counts as much as you become part of a group. I mean, Lynn, you asked me to address what youth can do to get active. And one of the things that youth can do is to get involved with groups that are meaningful to them. Another thing they can do is groups, especially students, can learn, as they learn about stuff, they should let people in their life know about it through anything, through live and online opportunities and all kinds of ways to reach others by teaching what they've learned. Students can advocate for legislation. They can run for office. They can demonstrate, you know, carry signs, sit-ins and all that. Especially nowadays, there are some really cool performance art. There's people who will do, like, big birthday cakes and big balloon parties for their politicians or do dramatic acts out in front. And sometimes it's done with great humor. They can create public awareness campaigns, including social media. So students can do surveys about the issues and share the results. They can raise money. They can write a letter to a company. I mean, you'd believe some of the biggest social changes come, you know, the government will pass some stupid law or the state will pass the law, and then five leading tech companies or five leading sports coalitions will say, we're going to boycott your state if you do that. And sure enough, they sit up and take notice when you write letters. You can do community service. You can get the press involved. There's a bunch of things that youth can do. There's a lot that older folks can do. I'll get into that another time, too. Lynn, you were talking about nonviolence, and I want to share something. In the Bible, in the Gospel of Matthew, verse 26:52, it says, violence begets violence.
Yep.
For all you Christians out there, in case you're wondering, the idea of nonviolence is not exactly new.
Yep.
I recommend going into Wikipedia, looking up violence begets violence. There's a wonderful piece on that. Also in Wikipedia, if you look up conflict resolution, there's a whole bunch of new conflict resolution techniques, including online methods of conflict resolution. There are ways to resolve conflicts where violence is not necessary. And I understand the emotion of rage and being mad. It's natural, but it doesn't have to be directed at another. There's other ways to deal with those emotions that are productive. So I look at Wikipedia, the online conflict resolution stuff is really kind of cool. Also, if you're interested in better, for those people who love factoids and love educating themselves, there's a couple education sites, Coursera.org, Coursera.org, free classes from some big institutions. I have a friend who took a course in social change for free from them. There's one called edx.org. There's openculture.org, which looks really cool. There's one from Harvard that has a free lesson, free courses from Harvard. Now, how's that for cool, huh? And for you techies, there's a site called www.w3schools.com. It's been around a long time. If you want to learn a computer language or website development, you can go there. It'll give you, like, really quick, down and dirty quizzes. Here's the facts you need to do just to get through if you're inclined toward that. One last site for Lynn, winwithoutwar.org.
Yeah, I like that. But online, everyone, and get with capital U, capital N, capital A, capital C, .org, and it's United National Anti-War. They left the W out. I don't know why. Anyway, it's United National Anti-War Coalition. United National Anti-War Coalition. Very, very, very important group to get involved with, and getting the different churches involved too. Oh, and superpowerkids.com, superpowerkids.com, pretty cool what they're doing. Groups reaching out. And becauseofyou.org, that's another one for the youth. It was an interfaith program to help kids see other kids and see who's hurting and not to be judgmental and really abusive, to be able to realize that hurt people hurt others, so we need the new facilities. The biggest thing is to stop the violence from inside out, so, you know, people want to know. And then we also, of course, need to work on immigration reform. And as we work on our immigration reform in the U.S., it'll help worldwide in all the countries. And so that's really part of the immigration reform, is actually part of our, you know, importance of a real, you know, Declaration of Independence and our, and the Constitution. So, you know, bringing in justice. And
a shout out to our young friends. I've known, you know, even 50 years ago, I know people in their 80s doing activism. Maybe they weren't always out carrying signs, but I know people working for United Nations Peace for years on computers when they really were new. So, you know, a lot of the older folks, they may be, some of them may be preoccupied, but there's a lot of activism in the older community too. They're your partners and your teammates.
Yeah,
my young friends. You know, we each have something to give to the. We each bring something to the table, so we should not be ageists in either direction.
No, and it's really important to get together with, like I said, these body, mind, spirit expos. You can go to BMSE, Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, BMSE.net. They're out of Ashland, and you know they have Conversations Got out of Ashland, Gene Houston, and. Some different evolving spiritual Hay House Radio Project authors programs. So hayhouseradio.com, of course, too. And then just start, you know, to resonate with, whoa, did you know that Healing Touch practitioners programs now are worldwide? They're international. And how different? Critical thinking, mindfulness, and Healing Touch programs for children could change everything, the sexual abuse, the unwanted pregnancies, the, you know, I mean, nasty relationships and, you know, the low-level, you know, programming that have been used to divide and conquer would help. I mean, so much, just those new jobs opened up and training with the intentions of heart and soul-centered intentions on Healing Touch. You know, to help and each other and get to source, heart and soul. Before mere AI, we've got enough AIs out there, okay? And it can be hacked. And there's a lot of bad, dark, negative thought forms and destructive energies. And we have to bring it to love and enlightenment and peace and inner peace for world peace. So how do you have inner peace if you don't have places to go where people can help you find out who you really are, why you're here, what your lessons were, what you were attracting? Oh, and go to online. You know, Answers Are Within. Answers Are Within. Go online for that. Go to all the soul therapy groups. There's lots and lots of soul therapies, soul activation programs like I do. There's lots of different soul therapy programs, soul reconnectors or Akashic readers. There's remote viewing now out of Stanford. There's psychic empowerment programs. There's mystery schools. Those are what we need to re-educate and train the public and people to have places where they can understand and that there's new jobs being created, both new kinds of renewable energy projects and programs for Mother Earth, but also to for our species, you know, for the planet, for healing each other. And that's where, you know, we can help the homeless. They need to find out who they are, why they're here. And, you know, you don't want to just give them a handout. People know that doesn't work. They need a hand up. They need to find out who they really are, why they've experienced what they did in this life, what's really going on with them. Because all those answers are in the omniscient knowingness of their heart realms, the omniscient soul energies. They're very important. Omniscient means all-knowing. Your soul energetics are omniscient for you. Your answers are inside of your soul matrix. soul, heart and soul. Well, we know some about the heart, but the soul is eternal, and it's omniscient, and it's omnipotent energies. It's from the light of God, the light of God within you. It's supposed to be within you, but most of the chakra systems have been thwarted, sideswiped. There's a whole bunch of dark or brown or murky blocks in most people's chakras because of what's been happening on this planet. And there's omnipresent Holy Spirit, omnipresent. That's where Jesus is. You know, that's where he hangs out, and all the archangels. So the Holy Spirit realm is real, R-E-A-L, Israel, Israel. Isn't that sound interesting? Israel is actually Lynn? The Holy direct contact with the Holy Spirit realm. That's the real Lynn? Israel, wherever you are.
When you say archangel, it reminds me of my studying of Christian history, and wasn't it an archangel that told Mary and Joseph what to name their child?
Archangel Gabriel came to Mother Mary and Muhammad, okay? And Muhammad, people, okay? Archangel Gabriel, check it out, you know? So, yeah, the archangels are very, there's a Holy Spirit realm that we are cut off from because... I've been kicked out of churches because I want to help the kids get with the Holy Spirit realm and the light of God and their archangels and their guardian angels. Saint Leo talked about. Oh, but no. They can be taught guns, drugs, abuse. Look at porno. You know, be abused. Let's see. Stabbing. I mean, violence. Whatever. Oh, and all these horrible video games. They can be shown all that. But oh my gosh. You know, get them with their higher power, their guardian angels. So what is wrong with this planet?
May I share something from my family upbringing? It was much more brass tacks. And I want to share some useful sites to people who may not be, how do I put this, as spiritually oriented as you are. Because
yeah.
My upbringing was more plain and kind of Andy Griffith, and so.
So wait a minute, you grew up the Orthodox Jewish, so what would that be?
No, not Orthodox, New Way.
Oh, okay. So what? But what's Orthodox?
What I was going to say was here's a few websites. I want to share a few websites that have been around a long time. That maybe are a generation or two old, but that doesn't mean they're not important. I want to share some more old line social action websites. One of them is Physicians for Social Responsibility. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're really cool. They've been working on environment and anti-nuclear since probably before I was born, which is, you know, back in the dawn of time when dinosaurs roamed the earth. It's psc.org, I believe, but it's. And then another one, USPERG.org. USPERG, I believe, was seeded by Ralph Nader back in the dawn of time. And they're about consumer protection and the environment and public health. They're very cool. These are not new, but they've been around a while. Common Cause is another one on democracy and responsible governance. And even before the Internet, when I was growing up, I heard stories of people in the 30s, in the 1930s, was a very strong decade for the labor movement. There were garment fires and riots and all sorts of things. And people who were in their 80s then set down a lot of labor laws that are being fought against today. So the fight is not new, okay? I mean, when I go biblical, wasn't, you know, Jesus and the money, Jesus was upset at the money changers. So I guess it's a 2,000-year-old fight for social justice. So even though we have new faces and new energy, these problems have been around a long time. And the goal now is with our new energy and new tools to lick them a lot quicker and more effectively. It's harder to hide in the shadows now. Technology sees everything. It sees the perpetrators, too.
Yeah, and isn't there you can go online, Cosmic Universal Laws, Cosmic Universal Laws. And I think that another one is, got a lot of interesting information, is Exopolitics, pretty interesting info. You got to use your own discernment, exopolitics.org. And then they've got David Icke has some real interesting
We're pretty arrogant if we think that alternative, that alien life forms is going to necessarily look and act like us.
Well, and the other part is we have to realize that if we're going to come together as a species, there's also 12 universal laws. 12 universal laws, or they call them cosmic universal laws, are basic.
Lynn, we don't have to come together. But, we're already together, being in the same species. By virtue of that, we're already together.
But they've been dividing us. That's why I keep trying to get people to understand.
Attempting to divide.
The Quakers. I forgot to tell everyone, the Quakers. FCNL.org. It's a Friends Committee on NationalLegislation.org. And the Orton, O-R-T-O-N, Family Foundation will help too. And get online with these groups and people and projects and programs, because they're doing advocacy right in the communities, into the city councils, and with the Alliance of Mayors.org groups, and with political science activism for good, really good coming real constitutional laws and justice.
The Quakers don't hold services like we know them. They hold meetings. And what they do is there's no hierarchy. They sit around and they speak when they're moved to speak. And these are people who much really do devote their life to their belief set, unlike a lot of religious people. And they believe in peace, and they believe in backing it with legislation. They're very practical.
Yes, the legislative part is really wonderful, because the churches should all know now, I think soul and Holy Spirit is mentioned like 1,650 times in the Bible. So I really think it's time to, because of the Pledge of Allegiance, what have you, and our Constitution, right? And, the preamble of it, too, and then also, too, you know, we the people, and then we've also got the Bill of Rights, and the U.S. Declaration of Human Rights. So it's really time to get heart and soul, since there's science out there, and we've got the soul workers out there, and we have the energetic institutes out there now too. There's all kinds of
energy. How would you describe the phrase heart and soul to a behavioral scientist?
The behavioral scientist would already get those kind of jobs ideas. But what I'm trying to say is we need the legislation as a new age, which is behavioral science would get it easy. It's the churches that want to block it, and they need to come together, because it has to go to a new age, really. Because
recent polls have shown that members of churches don't disagree as much as you think with the rest of us. It's church leadership and church power forces that are insisting on dividing, that actual church members, broad swaths of church members, when confronted with questions, actually share a lot of our same values.
Yes. I mean, when you really get down to major religious churches, except the, satanic ones, they should be taken out for sure. That's evil. Really, really intentionally evil. They need to go, with their human trafficking and sacrifices, and they got to go, really. They got to go. That's evil. They got to go. So we can do it by getting rid of them, by proliferating jobs for heart and soul-based community services and New Age WPA. New Age WPA, heart and soul community services, and you give everyone a place to live with a good basic guaranteed income and universal health care. And that will start to shift and bring people together in every community that will use the churches to go beyond race, religion, gender right away. When you go to Heart and Soul, there is no more race, religion, and gender divides or political. It's over. And they really, that's how you get that kind of advertising and marketing worldwide to bring in the new propaganda. So everyone's like, well, I wonder what my soul purpose really is, or wonder where I really belong. I might really have a place to belong. A work that would feel good to me. I could go get paid to, be a Star of Hope worker, or I could go get paid to take care of animals and work in animal, communication and therapies, or I could go get, yes, absolutely. I mean, that's
I want to open a service where I will eat for other people.
What's that? Say that again.
I want to open a service where I will eat for other people. They have no time for lunch? Yeah, they have no time for lunch for a fee. I'll be glad to eat lunch for them.
Oh, geez, isn't that, I mean, now that would make you sick within a day or so. There's too many hungry. Forget that.
I'm just thinking about creative employment for myself.
Fight you big time. There goes your blood sugar. Bam, bye.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, yeah, you have to focus on what we want to manifest. So, and that's why we have internet, cell phones, and language apps, so we can come together as a species, red, yellow, black, and white, individually and collectively, and go beyond this oligarch of, you know, and I can't believe how many people I was trying to explain. 883 military bases in 177 countries. And Annie Jacobson, S-E-N, said, no, we're in 184 countries, and her investigative reporting is way beyond mine. So, you know, as far as DARPA and Operation Paperclip and what have you, and the military industrial complex. So you can share her YouTubes, too. So anyway, I mean, what are we doing? You know, our USA is in a situation, in a place now, that with bringing in the impeachment and our real constitutional rights, moving us to real democracy and freedom and justice at an evolving species consciousness level that we can do with our youth and with the internet, cell phones, and all the language apps. It's just incredible what, we can get all the militaries to all stand down and go green. Because enough of the churches, once they come together and pressurize the communities and their leaders, and the grandmas come out of it, the grandmas are coming on, and the teachers coming on going, no, this is not only not Christian, it's, detrimental to our Mother Earth and the whole entire planet. And when you get to Mother Earth, Mother Earth for all species, red, yellow, black, and white, it's like, hey, you know, Putin, Xi, and Trump, stand down, go green, period. You guys help us all unite and go green. And interstellar, you know, we do need to get more international space stations and our interstellar programming together. Because this planet needs to evolve emotionally and come together, red, yellow, black, and white. Google, answers are within, and then get with the Quakers, because they're teaching and training missionaries and advocacy groups on how to, bring in the new age WPA programs for legislation to go green and new projects and programs to take the money out of the CBO, the current Congressional Budget Office programming, to the people's budget. You can look that up, too. And good jobs first, jobs, not jails overall. And the aggressive kids, they can go do more sports. There's plenty of sports that can, do more sports, not war. And people can be trained, and paid just to coach other sports where they couldn't be paid just to go. And they had to volunteer, maybe go kill or develop some killing machine or some sort. And, so they had money to go do their, be a sports instructor. No, you just pay them. Just pay them to do no harm and go and be, teach different things they came to teach or participate in. You pay people to because we're all being watched anyway. So you just pay people, right, to go give them a good basic income, a place to live, and health care, Like I said, health care. Go to Fix It. Fix It. Good people, please get that YouTube out there. FIX-IT, Health at the Tipping Point by Unfinished Business, share, and number 1384, I think it is, HR 1384. I think the National Nurses United are really wanting that one. It's pretty much single-payer, healthcare system, and why it works and why it's important. And, you know, if we can have 883 military bases that give people income and health care, then we can do anything. So it's up to our USA to bring in, to shift the transformation of the bases, military bases, to healing bases and outreach programs for developing new education, job creation, evolving cities and communities of green, clean air, clean water, clean food, and integrative programming locally and globally and, you know, interstellar. So any other ideas on how to do that legislatively?
No, but I've got a great website I want to share with people before the show is over.
Right on.
www.goodnewsnetwork.org.
We need all the good news we can get. You know, we have to come together. No, it's just money. You know, it just really is money and be reallocated for the new systems, you know, and to keep them from going more and more violent, you know, we need to get our democracy back. And so, you know, JusticeDemocrats.com again, check them out, because, you know, we really need, my brothers were Army, Navy, Marines, and they were supposed to be fighting for democracy, so, you know, I guess that's what we're still here for, is real democracy for the people, by the people, not this plutocracy of oligarchs. So it's just, you know, we really need to move and shift into this multicultural diversity of
healing arts. To paraphrase the basic philosophy of the patriotic billionaires, a healthy and safe country can only exist if it has a strong middle class.
Yeah. I mean, you want cohesive communities. Remember when you were talking about that part of the Bill of Rights at the end?
A strong national defense derives from cohesive communities.
Yes. And how do you do that?
The Pentagon.
Well, with internet, cell phones, and language apps.
You see, we need Pentagon funding for community centers.
Yeah.
It's made of national security.
It is. Absolutely. You know, you want to stop the violence, you get communities to say, hey, your answers are inside of you. We have scientific proof. Go get some help and go to work. Where
it's
do you really
also
work?
As a practical matter, as a practical matter, a cohesive country is very difficult to invade or terrorize.
Yeah.
It's a cohesive country of cohesive communities is a strong national defense. And according to our Constitution, that's the primary role of the federal government.
Yeah.
So there you go.
No kidding.
So,
you know, it's like, it's so obvious that we're, you know, and then please go to geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org, and then go to nuclearplanet.com, because, you know, these trillions of dollars, you know, going towards, you know, this outreach for more warfare programs, all the warring machinery and projects and programs are to kill us, okay? To kill off two-thirds of the population. Go to Georgia Guidepost, too. We have to come together as a species because the money that's going to the chemtrails, go to geoengineeringwatch.org, and the money that's going to Monsanto farming has got to stop. The subsidies going to fossil fuels has got to stop, be reallocated. The monies that's going to warring has to be reallocated for peace, inner peace, world peace, healing art programs and training, because we have internet, cell phones, and language apps, and people can take pictures of each other and register. And that wasn't compassionate, you know. And, by the way, this is, like, wake up. Come on. Pay people to be compassionate and grow the good. And then also, too, we really want to get a list of all the, you know, the a lot of the jails can be transformed for new projects and programs. The jails can all be transformed for healing art transformation service centers, because the jail situations are such that that, you know, what is it, 90% are drug and alcohol related problems, that medical hypnosis and alternative healing centers can actually help, you know, shift all those different projects and ideas and thought forms. They can all be shifted now because we have internet, cell phones, and language apps to shift to people's thought forms, ideas, projects, programs, and get them into new jobs. New jobs, new jobs, new education, job creation with massive media support. You know, really, that's what we have to look at, because the old coping mechanisms with using drugs, drugging, jailing, killing, warring, they're very, 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 very expensive. They're destroying the planet, causing more problems, more dis-ease, more poverty, and stress, and then the coping is just more guns and more guns. So we're being played upside down and backwards. I don't know about you, but I'm really tired of it. I think that it's disgusting that we've been used like some sort of rats, you know, that we're, you know, that they play with. In, oh, here you can have this, maybe, eh. Now I'd rather see you suffer some more. What? You know, for who? Now who are you? So anyway, what do you want to say? We're getting towards the end of the show here, Andy.
I just want to say, I just read about a discovery that can generate solar energy from your, basically, your window. They're going to have windows that generate solar energy now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many new ways to, you know, like I said, the clean renewable energy projects and programs we need. And the other ones are the healthy, happy, happy people are easier to be more generous in gratitude and thankfulness and caring and sharing projects and programs. And that's what's really Christian, isn't it? Yeah, I think so. And Jewish and, you know, Baha'is and, you know, Hindus and, you know, major religions, I think, better hurry up and come together and bring in the legislation with the new mass media propaganda, nonstop advertising, nonstop 24/7 advertising for our new age WPA, heart and soul, community services, good basic income, and health care for all, to co-create the new cities of enlightenment, peace, green projects, programs, everyone, and systems. So anyway, Andy, you want to give any contact info? Do you have new contact info you want to get out
if
there?
If anybody wants me to do a program on websites on a particular topic, or has any questions about the websites I've talked about, you can contact me at andy.special@comcast.net with any ideas. Love to have them.
And thank you so much, Andy, for taking time, and all of you to take time out of this beginning of the new year of 2020 of enlightenment, peace, building the new Earth projects, programs, and systems for divine love and heart and soul levels.
Yes, we're all in our 20s again. Hi. We're all in our 20s again.
Let's do this. And thank you so much. And remember, shout out to KJAJ FM and the listeners, 98.1 FM and bbsradio.com. Thank you, Station One. And the YouTube, everyone, you can share. Please share the YouTubes with all the contacts and information so we can come together on planet Earth. Oh, thank you so much. Is Spiritual Emergency Training YouTube. Spiritual Emergency Training. BBS Radio Station, and then the number one. Bless you all. Thank you so much for all you're doing to bring in the planet of light, the God within each person, and the, you know, our Pledge of Allegiance, the God within, the light within each person. So you learn how to let go, clear your chakras, get rid of the dark entities. Get connected to Source, everyone. We need you. And we'll go out with Shine Your Light by Patti Becker. Thank you, from her album, Carry Me Away. Much love, everyone. And let's bring in all the new systems and paradigm projects and programs for love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.